Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we do the last hadith under the chapter explaining the various matters that are relating to dua. So in this last hadith, Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayh has brought a hadith which has got the praise of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, has brought a dua which has got a praise of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Oh, these are the words of praise that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, specifically at the time of difficulty, in the time of trouble and distress, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would read these words, would say these words of praise. So now the question that will come to our mind when we do the hadith and the translation, that these are words that are praising Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. No way in these words, so to speak, dua, no way in this dua, we'll find that there is asking for relief from any type of distress, asking for relief from any type of difficulties, only praising Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. From the beginning of the dua till the end of the dua is the praise of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would recite these words at the time of difficulty, at the time when there was distress. So ulama explained two reasons for this. One is, these are the opening words of the supplication of the dua of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In other words, after this he would still ask for relief from that distress. So he used to use this to praise Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and then he would ask whatever he wanted. The second reason ulama gave is that when a person is so engrossed in praising Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that he doesn't get a chance to ask for his own self. In other words, he doesn't get a chance to ask for relief from the distress that he is going through. Because of him being so engrossed in praising Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will relieve him from his distress even without him asking. Like a person that is so engrossed in reading tilawat of Quran Sharif, that he doesn't get a chance to make dua. Because of his engrossment in Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala will grant him even more than what he would have asked for by dua. Because he's so engrossed in tilawat of Quran that he didn't get a chance to make dua. So these are the two reasons ulama give for this particular hadith explaining that here it's got words only praising Allah Ta'ala, but yet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would recite this at the time of distress. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yaqulu inda al-karbi, la ilaha illallahu al-azim al-halim, la ilaha illallahu rabbu al-arsh al-azim, la ilaha illallahu rabbu al-samawati wa rabbu al-ardi wa rabbu al-arsh al-kareem. Muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say at the time of difficulty these words. What's the translation of these words? Well, the first part, La ilaha illallahu al-azim al-halim. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah Ta'ala, the great and the forbearing. Forbearing means Allah Ta'ala is very, very tolerant. The next part, La ilaha illallahu rabbul arsh al-azim. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah Ta'ala, the Lord of the mighty throne. La ilaha illallahu rabbus samawati wa rabbul ardi wa rabbul arshil kareem. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah Ta'ala, the Lord of the heavens, the Lord of the earth, and the Lord of the noble throne. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, and Musnad Ahmad. One other thing we learn from here, ulama also explain, is that when a person has got his yaqeen and he's got his trust so much in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that his tongue also doesn't need to ask. Just that trust that he got via his heart in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, high level of tawakkul, high level of taqwa, as we can see from this dua of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that high level of taqwa and dua, whatever Allah Ta'ala gives this person, he's happy with. And what Allah Ta'ala will generally give this person is what is best for him. His tongue also doesn't even ask. Now, this is a very, very high level. People like us, we must ask with our tongues. We must make dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And sometimes you'll get people of a very high level that they don't even ask with their tongue. In other words, their heart, whatever dua it makes, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala accordingly grants. And their level of taqwa and tawakkul is very, very high. So from this dua also you can see what level of tawakkul and what level of taqwa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi stated that it was the habit of the pious predecessors to recite this dua at the time of calamities and problems. Therefore it's nice to keep this dua. If you don't know the whole dua, at least write it down and keep it. We can habitually read it at the time of difficulty, at the time of problems. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. or make amal. Look how beautiful this great muhaddithin, how they would write. They brought a chapter of the virtues of dua, brought in all the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They brought another chapter pertaining to the various matters, various masail relating to dua. The finish of the chapter also like this, showing us such a great thing that if a person praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has trust in Allah ta'ala, this also is something that's related to dua. Otherwise we would have just read it as some wazifa and we would have thought it to be a wazifa. How many different things they pulled out from here as far as the trust in Allah ta'ala is concerned, as far as praising Allah ta'ala is concerned, as far as starting the dua with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, and also where a person now doesn't find time because of his engrossment in praising Allah ta'ala, Allah will grant him better than what he even asked for. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making dua part and parcel of our lives. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.